Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
It is Nava Freiberg is the deputy diplomatic correspondent at the Times of Israel, and she joins us this morning. Nava, good morning. Thank you for joining us. How are you?
Good morning. Happy to be here. Thank you.
The U.S., of course, have attacked. It seems as though they want to keep it contained. They don't want this to escalate into anything. Trump is still talking about negotiations. How realistic is that line, considering what has already happened?
Well, it might depend who you ask. Mm-hmm. We still see, you know, let's start with on the Iranian front, you know, they see this as you've clearly ruined the chance for diplomacy.
Right.
At least verbally. We've seen already from the beginning of the operation, sometimes what they say to the public is not what they're saying behind closed doors. You know, they immediately were expressed condemnation, like extreme condemnation of Israel, of course, and of the U.S. And they said they canceled the talks, the nuclear talks with the U.S. that were planned for the yes. Sunday following the initial attack. But there were reports that came out that they were trying to persuade the U.S. to reach a ceasefire with Israel, to assist with reaching a ceasefire, and they were willing to continue talks if that would happen. And so Iran has pretty much stayed the same on their public stance right. throughout, and they're saying, you know, we're not willing to talk. We can't possibly come to the negotiating table when we're under fire. And what the Trump administration is saying is that the door for diplomacy remains open. And, you know, this is just they essentially hold Iran responsible for stonewalling the talks and for not pushing the negotiations further and for not being realistic. And so they turn to military options, which they warned that they would, but they haven't given up on a diplomatic solution if Iran is willing to fold. In terms of Europeans also, they seem to still, they're pushing for diplomacy, but you increasingly see the pressure is just more and more solely on Iran. Mm. You know, Iran, mm. you're the one not budging and you need to come to the table, and we are all part, all us and all our partners are willing to help and to assist, but, you know, you have to realize that you need to cooperate and you need to negotiate and you need to give up on your nuclear program.
Well, what's interesting to me is countries like the UK, who have claimed to support Israel's right to self-defense, but actually then kind of condemn every act of self-defense. Is that British, I don't know, to be polite, British hypocrisy, or is it something more indicative of a problem within the UK environment?
The UK specifically, I don't want to speak, you know, too much on it, because I don't I think you see the same broad trend throughout Europe, and I think that what you've seen for this, it's kind of, you know, it's kind of, it might be sad to say, but the reassertion of Israel's right to self-defense in a way is the, you know, it's much more support than we've seen in the past, because instead of actively condemning Israel and blaming Israel for escalating the situation or for causing conflict, you know, they've sort of just grouped this call for diplomacy with also saying that Israel has a right to self-defense and Iran must never obtain a nuclear weapon. So I hear how it can sound, you know, it's like if you're saying Iran can't have a nuclear weapon and Israel has the right to self-defense, and if their nuclear weapon is a threat to Israel, then they sort of just say those two things without saying more, and it's a way to sort of stay neutral. But in this case, neutral for Israel is much more support
right.
than they've seen, especially
correct.
You know,
yes.
with this Gaza war that had been going on.
Right. So the question, of course, is are there diplomatic off ramps?
Are there diplomatic, sorry?
Off ramps from a how, like is there a way to it? Right now we're on this road towards escalation. Iran obviously still thinking about how they're going to respond. The US are warning them not to. Israel's continuing its attacks. We're still in the ramp. We might well still be in the ramp up phase. Is there a way to get off this highway?
I think right now all eyes really are on Iran. And it's very much dependent on which way they decide to go. Personally, I've found it a bit confusing, why it seems obvious that the smarter move for Iran would have been
Of
to
course.
at least say that they were going to cooperate, because
Yes.
it would look much more worse on Israel and the US if they
Right.
were actively attacking a country that was willing to, to negotiate or had waved some sort of white flag. But you haven't seen that at all. But you also have to understand the Iranian regime's, psychology, which is built on their social contract with their people, is we can protect you. We will defend you from any evil forces that the outside foreign forces, especially, that come to attack. And so, they are continuing that front, and they to front that role for their public. And so for them, saying, okay, we're willing to negotiate is admitting surrender. It's admitting defeat. And for this type of regime, that's, it's a brutal blow to their legitimacy.
Can Iran
And
be?
so it really
Yeah,
does
sorry,
depend
Karen.
where Iran decides to go
Yes.
with this. No, I'm saying
Yeah,
I
yeah.
can't say definitively what would happen if Iran agreed to diplomacy. And one interesting thing I'll just add is that, at least this is according to the Israeli, this is unconfirmed Israeli reports that came out after the U.S. struck, which is that Trump actually decided on the attack. He finalized the attack on Wednesday already, last Wednesday. Now, on Thursday of last week, Trump, that's when he gave his quote-unquote 2-week deadline. And so if that report is true, and even if it isn't, it still, I think, stands true, because he attacked much earlier on in 2 weeks than he said he would. The promise or guarantee from the Trump administration that the door for diplomacy is still open is not so reliable, based on the
Based on the
action that
fact,
we've seen.
right, that he.
Yeah, and so you can say, as smart or as wise as it might be for Iran to say, no, we're going to come to the negotiating table, nobody knows for sure that if they say that, that's actually going to happen.
Very, very interesting. That is, in fact, where we're going to have to leave it because it is 8:30. Thank you for that, and thank you for that perspective. That's Nava, correspondent at Times of Israel. It is 8:30. I'm Howard Feldman. Good morning.